Right, okay. The start's up in the top left-hand corner, if you've got that.
Yeah.
Just to the left of the burnt forest.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay, you've got the burnt forest.
Yeah.
Right, okay, you're going to start coming down a bit, and while you're coming down, move slightly to the right. You're going to come down in a total of about 3 inches, but in that you're going to have a curve which curves to the right. Do you know what I mean? So you start coming down and you curve to the right and then back out to the left again. So that by the time you get to 3 inches down, you're about just directly underneath the start again. Okay. Right. Then you go to the right about an inch and a half. Have you got a ravine?
I do, yeah.
Right, okay, so you're going to come up to the left of the ravine. Do you have the remote village?
No.
Right, well, it doesn't really matter. What you do is you come up the left-hand side of the ravine, go along the top. Do you have the pine grove?
I do, yeah.
Right, so you're going to go along the top of the ravine. You're about an inch above the top of the ravine. Probably a bit too late to tell you that, but then you come right. So you go along. You're about an inch past the ravine. You go down. You're going to come down on the left-hand side of the pine grove. Right. Okay. Then, the next thing you do is right. You're at the sort of bottom left-hand corner of the pine grove.
Yeah.
You're going to continue going down, but at the same time curving to the right. So, a bit for about down. Have you got the concealed hideout?
I do, yeah.
Right. So, you're curving to the right, and then start coming back in about halfway down from the pine grove to the concealed hideout. Right. So what you've done is you've come down, you've curved to the right, come back in a bit. Then you're going to curve back out again round the right-hand side of the concealed hideout.
Is this do I curve around above the concealed hideout or below to the right-hand side?
Well, you start off at the top of the concealed out, round to the right, and then round under the bottom where it actually is written concealed
Right,
hideout.
I've got that.
Okay. Right. Do you have the boathouse?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Continue in a straight line along to the boathouse until you're at the bottom right-hand corner of the boathouse, nearly at that. Okay. And then you're going to go straight down for about an inch, or a bit more. Do you have the Crane Bay mapped in?
No.
You
Yeah,
don't.
sorry, I do.
You do. Yeah. Right. Okay. So you're going to come down, and then follow the curve of that bay. You hit the bay. Follow the curve of that to. Okay, do you have the coconut palm?
No.
Right. Have you got the pebbled shore?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, right. You're going to. Right. Once you curve along the Crane Bay till you hit the bit that juts out. Right. You're going to go down. You're going to go down, not straight down, curving slightly to the left. Okay. And then you're going to go straight along the top of the pebbled shore, about a centimetre above the pebbled shore. Okay. Then once you reach the end of the pebbled shore, you're going to curve down to the left. Not curve, it's a straight line, sorry, a straight line, but sloping to the left. Until you're about a good inch below the pebbled shore and you're about a centimetre away from the side of the page.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then you're going to go down the side of the page for about an inch, straight down, and then start curving to the right again. And that's you're finished if you leave about a centimetre from the outline of the Crane Bay and the flagship. Do you have the flagship there?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so
That's it.
that's it finished.